由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We're glad you tune in today.
好高兴你能够收听我们今天的节目。
In our last broadcast, we asked if you wanted to be like your Heavenly Father.
在上一次的节目里面，我们问你是不是愿意效法我们的天父呢？
Do you want to demonstrate biblical kindness?
你愿不愿意实践圣经所教导的恩慈呢？
Let us review what biblical kindness means.
让我们一起去温习一下恩慈的含义。
Kindness is a characteristic of God.
恩慈是神的一种品格。
Let's read the third epistle of John, verse 11.
我们来读一读约翰三书的第十一节，是约翰三书的第十一节，请大家听我读出。亲爱的兄弟啊，不要效法恶，只要效法善。行善的属乎神，行恶的未曾见过神。
It is out of his kindness that God made a covenant with Israel.
就是因为神有恩慈，他才是跟以色列人立约的。
It is out of his kindness that God kept his side of the covenant despite of their rebellion and blatant disobedience.
就是因为神有恩慈，所以纵使以色列人悖逆神，好放肆咁去反叛佢，神仍然坚守佢嗰方面嘅约。
I mentioned that he kept the covenant even when they cursed him。
我讲过，甚至当以色列人咒诅神嘅时候，神系仍然守住呢一个约嘅。
He kept the covenant even when they hated him。
即使以色列人恨恶神嘅时候，神系依然守呢个约嘅。
He kept the covenant even when they turned their backs on God.
就算以色列人离弃神的时候，神是仍然守约的。
I also told you that it is of God's kindness that he left the splendor of heaven and the majesty of glory to become a man.
我亦都讲过，就是因为神有恩慈，他才离开尊贵荣耀的天堂，降世为人。
It is of his kindness that though perfect in every way, yet hung on a criminal's cross.
就是因为神有恩慈，所以虽然他是完美无瑕的，却是情愿被当作一个罪犯这样被钉在十字架上面。
Why?
为什么他会这样做呢？
In order to pay for the wages of the sins of all who believe in him.
是为了所有相信他的人去付上罪的代价。
It is of his kindness that he does not judge us as we deserve.
就是因为神是有恩慈的，他并没有按照我们该受的刑罚来去审判我们。
It is of his kindness that he accepts repentant sinners.
就是因为神是有恩慈的，他接受了所有悔改的罪人。
Even the people who hated God.
甚至是那些曾经憎恨过他的人。
When they repent of their sins and turn to Jesus Christ, their Savior, He forgives them and receives them.
当他们为了自己的罪悔过，转向耶稣基督，承认他是他们生命里面的救主，那耶稣就会赦免他们，接纳他们。
He does not call them enemies, but He calls them sons and daughters.
主耶稣基督并没有将他们看为敌人，而是称他们为自己的儿女。
And that is what he does.
这个就是他所做的。
That is the kindness of God.
这个就是神的恩慈了。
It is of his kindness that he provides for us every day.
就是因为神是有恩慈的，所以他每日供应我们的需要。
It is of his kindness that he gives us what we don't deserve.
就是因为神是满有恩慈的，所以他给很多我们本来不配得到的东西。
I have been walking with the Lord for over 35 years.
我跟随主已经超过35年了。
He has never failed me once.
他从来都未曾失信过。
That is the kindness of God.
这个就是神的恩慈了。
It is overwhelming when you think of the kindness of God.
当你想到神的恩慈的时候，你是会深深折服的。
Only those who are spiritually myopic refuse to see the kindness of God.
只有那些在属灵上患上了近视的人，才看不见神的恩慈的。
Like any of the fruit of the Spirit, kindness has to grow.
正如其他圣灵的果子一样，恩慈亦都是需要成长的。
You cannot say now I'm going to decide to be kind.
你不能够说现在我就决定要去变得更加恩慈了。
Kindness is the work of the Holy Spirit.
恩慈是圣灵的工作。
There are some people who are just nice by nature.
有些人天性呢是很和蔼可亲的。
And when they become Christians, they grow even nicer.
当他们成为基督徒之后，他们就会变得更加亲切，更加友善，更加是能够同人相处的。
But most of us have to work very hard on being kind.
但是好像我们大多数的人一样，我们如果要有恩慈，我们就更加需要是特别去努力了。
We have to be filled of the Spirit every single day.
我们呢一定要每一日都被圣灵充满的。
And because we get filled of the Spirit and empty ourselves, we are able to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
而且因为我们倒空自己，被圣灵充满，我们才可以是去结出圣灵的果子的。
In fact, that fruit will only grow as we see to it that we are daily filled of the Holy Spirit.
实际上，亦都只有每日都留意被圣灵充满，我们才能够真正结出圣灵的果子的。
The fruit will grow as you daily cultivate the tree of your life and pull out all of the noxious weeds of selfishness every single day.
只有是当你每日去培养你的生命之树，除去了那些自私的毒草，那果子才会成长的。
I want to tell you a few things about growing the fruit of kindness as we continue to live the Spirit-filled life.
让我们都保持被圣灵充满的生命。现在我想告诉你一些有关培养恩慈这种果子的其中几件事。
Number one,
第一件事是这样的。
One of the most helpful ways to cultivate kindness is by putting yourself in the other person's place.
培养恩慈这种的果子，一个最有效的方法呢，就是切身处地地去为人家着想了。
In dealing with our children, it is very easy to forget what it was like for us when we were teenagers.
在教养子女的时候呢，我们时时都忘记自己年轻的时候是怎样的。
Rigidity and lack of sympathy are always a result of forgetting.
健忘令到我们是变得很严厉，而且是缺乏同情心的。
Forgetting our own shortcomings.
会令到我们忘记了自己的缺点。
Forgetting our own past needs.
忘记了我们过去的需要。
Forgetting our own failures.
忘记了我们自己的失败。
Forgetting our own weaknesses.
亦都是忘记了我们的弱点的。
Forgetting our indebtedness to others who have shown kindness to us.
亦都会令到我们时时都忘恩负义，是忘记了人家曾经对过我们有恩惠的地方。
We all have giants in our lives.
在我们的生活当中，到处都有一些的巨人的。
What I mean by that?
我说巨人究竟是什么意思呢？
People who have helped us.
就是那些曾经帮助过我们的人。
People who have encouraged us.
那些曾经鼓励过我们的人。
People who have supported us.
那些曾经支持过我们的人。
People without whose help we would not be where we are.
冇咗嗰啲嘅人，我哋就唔可能达到今日嘅程度啦。
I want to tell you that if it wasn't for the giants in my life, I would not be able to speak to you on the air right now.
让我话俾你知啊，如果唔系佢哋，我今日亦都冇可能通过广播嚟同你讲说话嘅。
God has given me some great giants.
神已经赐俾我一啲伟大嘅巨人啦。
Let me ask you a personal question.
让我问你一个好个人化嘅问题啊。
When was the last time you called a giant that God used in your life and you said thank you?
神喺你嘅生命里边亦都使用过一啲嘅巨人去帮助你，但系你曾几何时打个电话俾佢哋，同佢哋讲声多谢咧？
Have you ever done that?
你有冇做过呢一样嘢咧？
Have you done it lately?
最近有冇做过啊？
Why don't you do it this week?
点解喺呢个星期之内你冇咁做？点解你冇曾经向呢一啲帮助过你嘅巨人去讲多谢咧？
Pick up the phone and call someone or write a letter and say thank you to that person who had something to bless your life.
你可以攞起听筒打个电话俾佢。或者写一封信，对那些曾经帮助过你，为你的生命带来祝福的人，讲声多谢的。
Unlike Theophilus in the third epistle of John, John was talking about how kind the congregation was.
在约翰三书里面，约翰讲到教会的会众是几咁有恩慈，但是相反，刁特腓这个人呢，就不是这样了。
In the third epistle of John, verse 6, he said, they have told the church about your love.
在约翰三书的第六节，他说，他们在教会面前证明了你的爱。
But only that man was such a lover of self.
但是就只有刁特腓这个人，他是单单爱他自己一个。
He was so selfish.
他是非常自私的。
He was so self-centered that he would have nothing to do with the others.
他是非常自我中心，从来都不去关心其他人的。
He refused to be in fellowship with them.
他拒绝和大家来往。
Let's read verses 9 and 10.
让我们一起读读约翰三书的九和十节，是约翰三书的第九、第十节。经文是这样说的。我曾略略地写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的刁特腓不接待我们，所以我若去，必要提说他所行的事，就是他用恶言妄论我们，还不以此为足。他自己不接待弟兄，有人愿意接待他也禁止，并且将接待弟兄的人赶出教会。
The second thing about kindness is this.
有关于恩慈的第二件事呢，是这样的。
There are some believers who show kindness to others, yet they are incapable of showing kindness to themselves.
有些的基督徒呢，是对人家很有恩慈，但是对他们自己呢，却是毫无恩慈的。
They are unmercifully hard on themselves.
他们呢对自己却是毫无恩慈，是经常呢都很苛刻地去责备自己的。
They let their past failure and sin keep them from growing spiritually.
他们容许过去的失败和罪过拦阻他们自己灵命的成长。
I want you to think of the Apostle Paul just for a minute.
让我们用一点点的时间去想一想使徒保罗这个人呢。
He was involved in persecuting Christians.
他曾经迫害过基督徒。
He was there helping when the Jews stoned Stephen.
当犹太人用石头去打斯提凡的时候，他亦都在场。
But if he allowed his past killing and imprisoning of Christians to haunt him,
但是如果他容许自己过去 杀害同埋捉拿基督徒嘅事不断咁样去困扰自己。
What if he allowed all of his past to be at the forefront of his life？
如果佢容许呢啲过去嘅事阻挡喺佢自己生命嘅面前。
He would never have accomplished for God what he did accomplish.
他就绝对没可能完成他为神所成就的一切。
And that is why he could say, I forget what's behind, and I strain forward to the goal.
这个就是为什么他说忘记背后，努力面前了。
Some Christians know and believe that they have been forgiven by God.
有些的基督徒知道，也都相信他们已经得到神的宽恕了。
But they have a hard time forgiving themselves.
但是他们自己仍然很难去原谅自己。
The devil uses this to constantly pull them back and build a stronghold in their lives.
魔鬼正是利用这一点，不断地去拖垮他们，并且是霸占他们的生命。
The third thing I want to tell you about the fruit of kindness is the ability to receive kindness.
我要告诉你听有关于恩慈果子的第三件事呢，就是要能够去接受人的恩慈。
This is one of the areas that I personally found it to be the most difficult.
这个呢，对我来讲呢，是最困难的。
And that is, I have problem accepting kindness from others.
要我去接受人哋嘅恩慈，实在系唔容易嘅。
A friend of mine and mentor years ago said the following to me.
喺几年前，我嘅一位朋友同埋导师对我咁样讲。
When you refuse to accept others' kindness, you are depriving them from the joy of showing kindness.
佢话你拒绝去接受人哋嘅好意。就是剝奪了他表達恩慈的喜樂了。
It took me a long time to learn this lesson.
我花了很長的時間來去學習這一點。
A fourth thing I want to tell you about the fruit of kindness is this.
第四件我要告訴你聽有關恩慈果子的事就是
Kindness will not grow if you allow an imaginary war and conflict in your mind.
如果你允许一啲假想嘅斗争同埋冲突存在喺你嘅心里边，咁因此就唔会成长啦。
The imaginary war happens when you muse over disagreements that you have had with your spouse or a friend。
当你同你嘅配偶或者系朋友起咗冲突，你谂嚟谂去，心里边就会产生呢一种嘅斗争啦。
Or a coworker or a neighbor。
又或者你同你嘅同事、你嘅邻居之间系出现唔同嘅意见，好多时都会系咁嘅。
What you are doing is this.
你所处嘅处境就系、
是、When you give harbor to these imaginary war thoughts in your mind,
你让呢啲假想嘅斗争喺你心里边不断咁样发酵，不断咁样酝酿。
They become worse in your mind than in reality.
于是你心里面所想的比现实世界所发生的是更加恶劣的。
And it keeps on getting worse.
而且会越来越恶劣。
Until you eventually eliminate any possibility of acting with kindness toward that person.
一直到你对那个人再不能够去表达丝毫的友善和恩慈。
And it gets even worse than that.
更加恶劣的情况就是
Until eventually you eliminate any possibility of acting with kindness toward anybody.
最后你对任何人都没办法去表示丝毫的友善和恩慈了。
Your motto will become do unto others before they have a chance to do unto you.
你的座右铭就会变成先下手为强了。
It's like this man who had a flat tire on a lonely road in a dark farm road.
就好似一个人，佢揸嘅车胎爆咗啦，被困喺一条好黑、 好孤单嘅一条农村嘅路旁。
He did not have the tools necessary to change the tire.
佢冇嗰啲换轮胎嘅工具。
Then he saw a light coming from a house in a distance.
喺呢个时候咧，佢睇到远处有间屋，嗰度咧系有一啲嘅光透咗出嚟。
So he walked over to borrow some tools.
于是佢就走过去，想话咧系借一啲工具啦。
On his way to the farmhouse, he began to have this imaginary war in his head.
就喺佢走向呢一个农舍嘅路途上边，佢嘅脑里边就开始浮现一个假想嘅斗争嘅场面啦。
He tried to imagine the different possible receptions by which he would be received by the man of the house.
佢喺度谂嗰个屋主会点样去对待佢咧？佢喺度谂各种各样嘅可能性。
What if the man of the house is really rude and angry, and he gets mad at me for inconveniencing him?
佢话万一个屋主因为我打搅佢而发嬲，对我好唔客气，好粗鲁，咁点算呢？
What if he comes to the door with a shotgun in his hand and tries to kill me?
万一佢手里边系攞住枪，企喺门口要杀我，咁点算呢
？What if? What if? What if?
万一，万一，万一。
And he became angrier by the minute.
佢越谂咧就越嬲啦。
He built a terrific war scenario in his mind.
佢喺脑里边出现咗一场好可怕嘅冲突。
By the time he knocked on the door and the man opened the door,
等佢走去嗰度敲门嘅时候，屋主就出嚟开门啦。
He yelled at him and said, "I don't want your stupid tools."
但系呢一个胡思乱想嘅人就喺度大声嗌话：我唔要你嗰啲烂嘅工具啊！
Now the fifth and the last thing I want to tell you about kindness is this.
现在咧，让我话俾你听第五点，亦都系最后一点咧，系有关于恩慈嘅事情啊。
It grows with exercise.
恩慈咧系要经过锻炼而不断成长嘅。
As you begin to show kindness, you find yourself empowered by the Holy Spirit to exercise more kindness.
当你开始去表现恩慈的时候，你就会发现自己从圣灵那里是得着了力量去练习了。
And then you'll exercise kindness more often.
然后呢，你就会不断地去操练恩慈。
Until it becomes part of you.
直至到恩慈呢，是成为了你人格的一部分。
A distinguished judge once said,
有一位好杰出嘅法官，佢曾经咧系咁样讲过
：，I have seen hundreds of juvenile offenders and their parents brought before me in the court。
佢话我曾经见过几百位嘅青少年罪犯，佢哋嘅父母带佢哋上法庭，企喺我面前。
Yet never once in all these years have I seen one parent touch a youngster。Or put his arms around his shoulders.
佢话，但系呢咁多年，从来咧冇见过一个嘅父母亲系捉摸佢哋嘅孩子，或者咧系揽住孩子嘅膊头嘅。
Contrast that with the father of the prodigal son story in Luke 15.
我哋嚟比较一下喺路加福音嘅十五章浪子嘅故事里边，嗰位嘅父亲佢嘅做法。同呢啲嘅父母亲有咩唔同
？Listen to what he did in verse 20。
请听我读出《路加福音》嘅十五章第二十节啊，《路加福音》第十五章第二十节嗰度话，于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远。他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
The father of the prodigal fell on his son's neck and kissed him.
大家睇唔睇到啊？呢个浪子嘅父亲系抱住嗰个浪子嘅颈项，系一路咁样去同佢亲嘴嘅。
in a world of selfishness.
在一个自私的世界里面。
In a world where selfishness is looked upon as a virtue.
在一个高举自私的世界里面。
In a world where selfishness is like noxious weed trying to choke kindness.
在一个自私的毒草扼杀着恩慈的世界里面。
The Bible tells us that those who belong to Jesus,
圣经告诉我们听，凡是属于主耶稣基督的人，
those who are daily filled with the Spirit of God,
凡是每日被圣灵充满的人，
are daily growing the fruit of kindness.
他们呢，正是每日结出恩慈的果子的。
Are you?
你是不是一位这样结出恩慈果子的人呢？
It is my prayer that you would say yes.
我祷告你会说我都要去做这样的人。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。
神愿你来投诉我，使我在灵里果子更多。
如果你对今集的节目或者在读经的方面有任何的意见或者疑问，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天分享。来信只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。